This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Vitamin A in pregnancy, the teratogenicity warning explained. Few supplement warnings carry the gravity of the one on vitamin A products, not for use in pregnancy, except on medical advice. This is not defensive fine print. It reflects one of the best established teratogenic mechanisms in developmental biology, and, equally important, a distinction the public health message often loses. The risk belongs to preformed retinol, not to carrots. Why the embryo listens to retinoic acid, vitamin A's active metabolite, retinoic acid, is not merely a nutrient in embryonic life. It is a morphogen, a positional signal that tells developing cells where they are and what to become. Gradients of retinoic acid pattern the hindbrain, the pharyngeal arches that build the face and outer ear, the heart's outflow tract, the thymus, and the limb buds, acting through nuclear receptors that switch entire developmental gene programs on and off. A signaling system this powerful is dose critical by nature. Too little disrupts development, and too much floods the gradients, activating retinoid responsive genes in the wrong places at the wrong times. The most sensitive window is precisely the first weeks after conception. When these structures form, often before a pregnancy is confirmed, the human evidence, the pattern predicted by mechanism, was confirmed in humans in two ways. First, pharmacology. Retinoid drugs produced a recognizable embryopathy, craniofacial, cardiac, thymic, and central nervous system defects, establishing beyond doubt that excess retinoid signaling malforms human embryos. Second, nutrition. The landmark prospective study by Rothman and colleagues, NEJM 1995, followed over 22,000 pregnant women and found that intakes of preformed vitamin A above 10,000 IU day, 3,000 mg RE, in early pregnancy were associated with a several-fold increase in cranial neural crest birth defects, with the excess risk concentrated in supplement-derived, not food-derived, retinol. Regulatory guidance worldwide, including the WHO's pregnancy supplementation guideline, is built on this evidence. In regions without vitamin A deficiency, routine high-dose retinol supplementation in pregnancy is not recommended, and where supplementation is medically indicated, it is dosed and supervised. The distinction that must stay precise, beta-carotene is not the concern. Provitamin A from plant foods passes through an enzymatic conversion, BCO1, that is feedback regulated. The body down-regulates conversion when retinoid status is sufficient, which is why carrot-rich diets do not produce retinoid embryopathy. Preformed retinol bypasses this control entirely and counts fully against the safety ceiling. This is also why liver, the most concentrated food source of preformed retinol, carries its own pregnancy caution in dietary guidance, and why the EU tolerable upper intake level for preformed vitamin A, 3,000 gram a day, is defined around exactly this endpoint. The practical rules: 1. Women who are pregnant, possibly pregnant, planning pregnancy, or breastfeeding should not take vitamin A supplements except on explicit medical advice. The decision and the dose belong to their clinician, who may have deficiency-specific reasons in specific contexts. 2. Never stack sources. A vitamin A supplement must not be combined with retinoid medications, oral or high-potency topical, other retinol-containing supplements, or routine high liver consumption. For 3, a properly dosed product respects the arithmetic. At exactly 100% NRV, 800 per gram REs, a daily dose sits at roughly a quarter of the UL, leaving margin for dietary retinol. The design philosophy, our companion article on vitamin A's narrow safety margin, explains in full. Number 4, beta-carotene from food remains safe and is the appropriate route to vitamin A adequacy in pregnancy outside medical supervision. The clinical bottom line: retinoic acid patterns the embryo. Excess preformed retinol in early pregnancy distorts that patterning, a mechanism proven by pharmacology and confirmed by epidemiology. The rule is therefore absolute in its simplicity. Preformed vitamin A supplements and pregnancy do not mix without a physician's explicit instruction. Food beta-carotene is not the hazard, and no one should be stacking retinol sources at any time. Primary sources: Rothman KJ, Moore LL, Singer MR, Nguyen US, Menino S, Malunsky A. Teratogenicity of High Vitamin A Intake, Engel J. Med, 1995, 1369-1373. Health Organization, Guideline, Vitamin A Supplementation in Pregnant Women. Geneva, WHO 2011, WHO.INEFSA NDA Panel, Scientific Opinion on Dietary Reference Values for Vitamin A, EFSA Journal, 2015, 4028. K.L. Tanumiharjo S.A., The Acute and Chronic Toxic Effects of Vitamin A, M.J. Klin Neuter, 2006, 83-191-201. K. Doley P., Retinoic Acid in Development, Towards an Integrated View, NatRev GNet, 2008, 541-53. Article is educational information, not medical advice. Pregnancy nutrition and any supplement decisions during pregnancy, possible pregnancy or breastfeeding belong exclusively to you and your physician or midwife.